Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, along with our new head men's tennis coach here at Clemson, Robbie Weiss, as we welcome him in, came from Alabama, was an assistant coach there. We'll talk a little bit about that, Robbie, as we move through. But first and foremost, welcome to Clemson. Hope you're getting settled in.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun so far. I've been extremely busy. Arrived on campus a couple days ago, and Matt Walters and myself, Matt is my new assistant coach. We've been busy with recruiting and just trying to get all the paperwork and getting settled in here, but it's been a lot of fun the last couple of days.
I'm sure your head is swimming. You haven't been here just a couple of days, and we're going to talk a little bit about all that as we work our way through this. First and foremost, though, I want to take people back to the beginning, give you a little bit of a background about who you are. Played at Pepperdine back in the 80s, 85 to 88. Actually, went 55-2 as an individual player. You were ranked number one the entire year, won an NCAA championship. So let's go back, because you know this as a player. You know this as a collegiate player. Now here you are as a collegiate coach. How much does that help?
It will help a lot. Obviously, playing collegiate tennis at the highest level, I started my career at Pepperdine. I played number six on the team my freshman year. Worked my way up to playing number two my sophomore year and finished ninth in the country my sophomore year. Injured quite a bit my junior, didn't really play very much. Came back my senior year unranked. Went through the pre-qualifying and ended up winning the fall All-American tournament and was ranked number one in the country. And then went on to a 55-2 career, winning the NCAA and finishing number one. So it was really an exciting time for me. And I think that just the experience that I had at Pepperdine as a player, working my way up from the number six position my freshman year all the way through, I think will help me as a coach, just helping these guys develop and giving them the confidence and the belief that they could be playing number six or freshman year and still find a way to, to end their career in college as a number one player. So I know what it takes physically, mentally, tactically. There's obviously a lot of work that's involved with that, a lot of focus and dedication that's going to go into that. But from a coaching standpoint, I can definitely help these guys with the self-belief and the tools that they're going to need to be very successful in college tennis.
Yeah, see, just listening to that to me then helps sell yourself when you're inside a household and you're trying to recruit a young man to come here to Clemson. Because like you said, you've been at number six. You've been on the bottom of the totem pole inside a team atmosphere. You've been through injury. You've been unranked. You've won it all. I mean, there's a lot there that you have to sell now for yourself here at Clemson.
Well, absolutely. I think that's a big part of the reason why I was hired here at Clemson. I think my playing background plays a big role in that. After my career at Pepperdine, I played on the ATP Tour, the professional tour, for 8 years and was successful there as well. Was a top 100 player, finished 1 year 85 in the world, and won a 250 tour event down in Brazil. Fourth round of a Masters 1000, semifinals of an ATP 500 tour level, and six quarterfinals of other 250 tour events, three challenger wins. So I've had a lot of success along the way, played against the best players in the world, and I think that will help in the recruiting process to be able to talk to the parents, talk to the coaches of these student athletes, and let them know that I've played at the highest level. I've been fortunate enough to beat some very good players. I've beaten four former number one players in the world, and Boris Becker, Stefan Edberg, Yvonne Lendl, and Patrick Rafter. And I think that will definitely help from the recruiting standpoint, and it did at Alabama. When I was there, I was able to get my foot in the door with a lot of players that may have not have looked at Alabama in the past, and I think that's going to open some doors here at Clemson for us as well. I think that bringing Matt Walters on board as well, he's one of the best recruiters in the country. He has a great reputation. He was my number one choice from the beginning. When I was in the interviewing process, I was thinking ahead, if I was hired, who would be my number one guy? And Matt came to the top of the list right away. So I feel incredibly fortunate that he's here with us. I think between the two of us, from a recruiting standpoint, we're going to make you know, some immediate changes here and get some very good players in here. And I think that we'll be able to have an immediate effect and impact on the team and get this program going in the right direction.
Well, you've got some experience having done that, headed up the program at Cornell and started, what, in 2007, I think that was, with the women's program there. So what did that experience kind of teach you about heading up a program, and what does that carry over here to this one?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't at Cornell long enough to really get into the weeds, and I think my experience at Alabama was really what helped me the most. When I was at Cornell, I was there for 1 year. I was able to recruit the first five-star player ever to go to Cornell. But unfortunately, I left after 1 year due to some family situation. It was a tough decision to leave Cornell and to get out of college tennis. But it was the right thing to do for the family. So I think the experience that I had at Alabama is really what is going to help me and propel me as a head coach here at Clemson. Just from a recruiting standpoint, from a developmental standpoint with the players, I think that experience has really, really helped me. I mean, when I arrived at Alabama, we were ranked 77 in the country. And by my second year, we made the round of 16 of the NCAAs. And by my third year, we were a top 20 team the entire year. So the changes happened very fast. And that was through a lot of hard decisions that we had to make as a coaching staff that I helped enforce, and talking to the head coach and talking to administration and athletic directors about how, things needed to change at Alabama. And we were able to implement a lot of those plans and make some changes. And turn that program around very quickly. And so I'm expecting to do the same here. I think that we're going to make some possible changes down the road, but just excited to get started with these guys and help develop them and build a new culture here at Clemson. And just, like I said, just incredibly excited about the future here.
Well, one of the things also, and just kind of for those that don't know, college tennis all that well, you've got to put together a team, and yes, it is of individual because there's individual matches, but there's also this doubles part that comes with it. So you're looking for chemistry that has to go there, but between players. So explain maybe the concept of that, the individual, and yet there has to be this team concept also that's out there.
Well, that's the tricky part of college tennis, and tennis in general. It's such an individual sport. It's, all about yourself when you're growing up in the juniors and playing. You get to college, and all of a sudden, coaches are demanding that it's a team concept, and a lot of the players don't really get that. I think that, other sports, football, basketball, soccer, whatever it may be, and they're familiar with it being a team concept from a very young age. But at tennis, it's all about yourself, and so that's something that all coaches struggle with and that they work on. And I think that that's going to be maybe my number one priority here, is to build this team culture and get these guys closer, to get them to really, care about each other, and that we're all on the same page. I think I don't want to make any judgments because I don't really know yet exactly. I haven't started working with the guys, but I think that that's something that we're going to really focus on early on in the fall. Is that we're going to, build a really close team. And it's something that has to happen. There's no way to have a lot of success in college tennis if the team is not, they don't have each other's backs. And I think that that's something we're going to really work on from day one.
Well, and I guess that's also part of when you talk about the culture of this, is when you are out recruiting. So maybe explain to us the type of person that you're looking for. When you're out there recruiting, what are the elements of the person you're looking for?
Well, for me, it's very clear what I'm looking for. I have a very clear picture of that. I mean, the very first thing I'm looking for, when I'm out there watching guys at tournaments, it's how do they carry themselves? Are they professional? Do they have good body language? Are they positive on the court? Are they good competitors? Do they carry themselves as professionals is really very important. If they're not doing that, I'm not that interested in their tennis. They have to sort of pass that first step with me. They have to have really good character on the court, have good sportsmanship. And then from there, I look at their tennis, and I want to make sure that they have good strokes, that they don't have a lot of technical flaws, that they have a lot of upside potential, that they're, strong, big, can move, that they're quick. The elements that you need to be a very good player. I think those are really important. And then, you know, from there, then it's, are they, how are they academically? Are they good guys? Are they good human beings? What type of family do they come from? Do they have good relationships with their family, their parents, their friends? I think it's really a whole package that I'm looking for. It's a lot to ask out of a, you know, 17-year-old kid, but that's what I'm looking for. They are out there. And I know a lot of coaches are going after those same type of players, but really it's really important to me to find guys of really good character, that I can develop. They don't have to be the greatest player. I would much rather take a player that's good, not great, but has all those good character traits and are really good competitors and carry themselves like professionals. I need kids that are going to represent the university, and make Clemson proud when they're here.
Well, the other thing is that you're in a brand new facility here, the Duckworth Family Tennis Center that we sit in as we do this. Just about this facility, I'll be really honest, I don't know much about tennis facilities around the country. Where do you see this facility, and how does it go about helping you develop this program?
And I'm not saying this because I'm now the coach at Clemson, but it is the best facility in the country. I've seen all of them. I am so impressed by this facility, the Duckworths, and the rest of Stephanie and Dan and Chuck and everyone else who was involved with this has done an absolutely incredible job. The level of detail of the university facility is truly spectacular. So I think from a recruiting standpoint, it's gonna play a major role. It really will. I think my playing background, Matt. Having Matt on board along with this facility, that combination plus the academics here, the campus itself where it's located, being in the ACC, I think we have everything we need here to be, you know, a top 10 program, eventually win a national championship. I really see that happening.
All right, let's also, you know, kind of talk about you know, just how you plan to go about using other sports here, because you're going to find out quickly. I know you realize you've only been here a couple of days, that the other sports coaches, that the family atmosphere that is here and how they use one another to recruit and also to build. How do you plan about going about using it? You've come from Alabama. I'm sure that you've seen it from that standpoint.
Yeah, at Alabama, it was similar. I think that everyone, you know, looked at each other as a family. The coaching staffs of all the different teams were very close with each other. We all supported each other. And I think that from what I understand here, that it's even more important here at Clemson, the family. And I took a tour of the football facility recently and really saw that. I mean, that was driven home to me, the family atmosphere with the pictures and of the families there. And, you know, I want to be a part of a staff and a community where it is very close. And I think that that's going to help from a recruiting standpoint as well when they see that it's more a family, close-knit, that everyone's helping each other. I think that will just help from a recruiting standpoint. It's great just to be a part of that from my own personal standpoint and for our own family to feel welcome here.
I'm sure that as part of the Southeastern Conference, you were kind of familiar with the inner workings of the ACC and all that. But what are your thoughts about this league, the competition that you see in this league? It's pretty doggone good.
It's really good. I mean, coming from the SEC, there were no easy matches, and every match that you win was you know, an amazing feeling because it's very hard to come by those wins in the SEC. But I feel like the ACC is every bit as good, if not better. Very, very top heavy with Wake Forest, Virginia, and North Carolina. And then you've got, you know, the next sort of level down with Florida State and NC State and hopefully us and so forth. But eventually we're going to work our way up into that upper echelon and compete with North Carolina and Wake Forest and Virginia. I just think it's a matter of time, but, It's an amazing conference. I mean, there's a lot of great programs. I think it's going to be similar where, you know, every win's going to be a great accomplishment, and we're going to have to work incredibly hard to start working our way up the ladder in the ACC. Very few easy matches, if any. And, you know, I'm proud to be a part of this big conference, and, you know, it's got a lot of tradition, and just super excited to be a part of it.
And I guess finally, just take us through the pieces that had to fall together for you to be here at this point in time. Why did you want to come here? You know, what was the emphasis for getting you here to this point in time?
Well, I think it was – I've known about Clemson for a very, very long time. When I was a player, I was recruited heavily by Clemson, and I narrowed my choices down to Pepperdine and Clemson. I actually decided that I was going to come to Clemson. I made my decision. I was going to call Coach Creasy the next morning, and I received a call that night at 10 p.m. from Chuck Creasy, and he said that he gave my scholarship away to Jay Berger because I waited too long. It worked out great for Jay. I went to Pepperdine. I had a great career there, but I would have been a Clemson Tiger as a player. I was a few hours away from being a Clemson Tiger. I love the university. I love the fact that it's close to Atlanta. My wife has family in Atlanta. I've spent many years in Atlanta, so it's nice to be close there. I wanted to be a part of a big program. I wanted to be a part of a Power Five conference. Obviously, the facility is, you know, outstanding. A lot of room for improvement here. A lot of upside potential here. After meeting Stephanie and Dan, I was truly blown away at their vision, at their forward thinking. I feel like they would really help the coaching staff in any way possible. I think we're all on the same page of where we want to go as a program. And it was really a dream come true. It's been a long process for me. I was in college tennis many years ago and as an assistant. I got out of college tennis for a while, got back in. Then for family reasons, I got back out. So it hasn't been the most, normal track to becoming a head coach. So at some point, I really was wondering if it was ever going to happen. But once I got to Alabama and got that opportunity there, I put my head down and worked as hard as I could. And I just said, I'm going to make a difference here in Alabama and turn this program around. And felt like I was able to do that. And I assume that if I could do that, that some athletic directors would start taking notice. And fortunate enough, they did. And I am beyond blessed, happy, thrilled to be a part of the Clemson family and to have this opportunity. It's truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I know that. And I'm going to work as hard as I can every day to build this program up and do the very best job I can. And like I said, I owe Dan and Stephanie so much for giving me this opportunity and will work my tail off every day for them.
There is no normal path, my friend. Everybody has their own normal. I mean, everybody's path is absolutely different. But we're glad to have you here. Welcome to the Clemson family. Looking forward to getting to know you and your family and wish you all the best. I know that you're about to take off and go over the pond and go do, a little recruiting over in Europe.
Yes, it's 3 days on the job, and I'm taking off for London today. I'm heading over there to recruit. I've got a few guys that I'm going to meet with and watch, and then I'm back for about a week, and then I'm heading back to Switzerland, and then we'll be heading possibly to Milan and Belgrade, possibly to Stockholm. There's a bunch of guys that we're in touch with. I know Matt is heading over to Switzerland for another tournament, and he'll be making some home visits in Spain and Hungary. So we're really getting after it on the recruiting front and going to try to make a big difference here here at Clemson. But yes, it's been incredibly busy, but a lot of fun.
Don't know who your travel agent is for all of these recruiting trips, but I want to be part of them. It sounds like you're going to be on a European tour. It sounds like a lot of fun. But again, welcome to Clemson.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right, there you go. Robbie Weiss, our new head men's tennis coach here at Clemson. That's our podcast for the day. Hey, don't forget that for everything Clemson athletics-wise, it's right at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com. Everything is right there. Even during the summer months, you can check out and see what is happening. All right, so for Robbie Weiss, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers!